You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It's Valentine's Day, the 14th day of February, 2013. I am Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us to take a look at the futures markets, Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
What you think of the market this week? It's been kind of ugly.
Yeah, it has been. It's been continuation of the decline that we basically had been in for a couple weeks. Corn, you know, started a couple weeks ago. Beans kind of took their nosedive there on Friday. And, you know, anytime you get a market that posts a sharp move either way, you get yourself into margin call problems, and then that usually takes another 2 or 3 days to work itself out. And but I think the way the market came back here at the close kind of implies to me that maybe this 8 to 9 day decline that we had off of our peaks could be complete, and the market now is ripe for a period of consolidation. And then once you get into a period of consolidation, then you kind of look around your shoulders to see if there's something that might spark a recovery rally.
Well, one of the things that could spark some more of the recovery rally, I suppose, would be if the ethanol plants truly are coming up online and producing more ethanol than they had in the past couple of weeks.
Well, it will in the basis front. I guess I'm a little worried from what I saw announcements here this week that Barclays is moving out of the ag futures business. And I just wonder if that ain't the beginning of several big commission houses that's been running these big hedge funds from the long side in commodities, if they ain't going to start moving out. And if you remember back when the hedge fund industry first got into this market, it was the buying power of the hedge funds that just absorbed all the commercial selling. We had wide basis levels. Everybody was complaining about basis levels being too wide and the market wasn't working, and had hearings and all this kind of stuff. I'm fearful if the hedge funds, if they do exit the market for one reason or the other, whether they think commodities are too high, whether or not they think we're going into a world recession, whatever the case may be, then what we may get into is it's going to be a cash basis market. The basis is going to be doing the allocation of demand and supply, and we might get ourselves into some historical basis levels. I mean, basis levels this past year have been very, very strong, and if we lose the interest in the futures market, well, then basis will become more of an important factor in allocating the resources that we have for the remainder of the year.
Would you suggest, are you suggesting in this case that basis would be wider to the downside or to the upside?
Upside.
Yeah,
upside.
That's what I'm thinking.
For more favorable, right. It would be above the futures.
Right, that's what I thought, but I wanted to check.
Yeah, it would be where the cash price would be stronger than futures. Cash prices would be above futures prices, at least on the spot basis.
But that's not all that new. That's the way we've been for the last 18 months.
Yeah, we have, but we could go to the extreme. If hedge funds are starting to move out of the futures market.
Let me ask, and maybe I've got this right. So the long liquidation that would happen because the hedge funds would be moving out of the futures markets would have an impact on the futures, but not necessarily mean the price of grain would have to go down so sharply because they're simply rolling out of positions and nobody is on the other side to take a position.
Yeah, actually, the cash price might, the cash markets would lead to rally.
Just right.
Like I was trying to emphasize, when this thing started 5 to 6 years ago, it was the futures that led the rally, and we had extremely wide basis levels, and everybody thought the market wasn't functioning, and the commercials were robbing the farmers of the basis. You remember that. I think you even got wrapped up into that story a little bit. So I tease everybody that since the shoe's on the other foot, now this market must not be working very good if the basis is above the futures now. Huh?
Oh, well, we'll be okay with the basis.
Okay with that one, huh?
I do not have grain to sell.
Yeah. Maybe we need to move to Washington where all the hypocrites are.
That could be the case. So let me ask more about Barclays here. Have they been liquidating in the last 2 weeks? Is this?
I think that's been part of it. Yes.
Okay,
yes. And if that's the only one, fine. But if they're the first of several, then we could get into some troubles.
The troubles meaning that there would be a lot of pressure on the market to go down,
right.
But the cash prices, the basis would reflect a higher bid in the country because the value of the corn would be short.
Right, because our cash supplies are still very, very tight. We are, I guess, slowly but surely showing some signs of rationing, but corn was starting to ration in the ethanol industry, but then all of a sudden the margins got good again, so we started seeing the plants starting to come back again, so we're starting to grind a little more. I don't think you're going to see any demand slowdown in the livestock sector. Now, corn export demand has never been there, but it's getting, there's room there to bring that export number down. But now this is the first time that we started to see some net sales cancellations in soybeans. And, of course, this is what USDA was betting on when they traced out their balance sheet last Friday by not bumping up the export sales any, that all of a sudden you see China sales or purchases to the United States just dry up, if not see some cancellations begin to take hold as they shift all of their new buying to the South American crop. Now, I'm in a little disagreement on that because I think they're still going to be buyers of U.S. grain or soybeans, but they're definitely not going to be as aggressive as they have been because they're going to try to get the cheaper inventories out of Brazil.
Let me ask you to put the markets in perspective one more time, based on the Barclays conversation we have. So would you think that the corn market will float lower over time here, or is it going to be able to hold itself, the cash price, higher at current levels or better, even if future prices begin to sink further?
Well, I'm not sure we can answer that question until we see what that stocks report says at the end of March. I think in the short run here, though, I think the technicals are shaping up to kind of give this market maybe a bounce out of this middle February low that could take us into the end of the month, maybe take us into early March, and then we'll kind of then see what the fundamentals are at that point in time. But I think short term, technically, the market's had some points that need to kind of be held, and if we can hold them over the next couple of days, I think then we would see a rally next week that might be able to kind of hold things together until we get in the first part of March, and then we'll get a little further down the road, we'll see what size of crop South America is, whether it's gotten bigger or smaller in the last 30 days. We'll maybe get a peek at what the spring weather pattern is going to be. It still remains very, very dry in the Plain States, the Western Corn Belt. Now, the Eastern Corn Belt seems to be in pretty good shape. But that, if that doesn't get resolved with a shift in a weather pattern that would bring more rain into the plains than the Western Corn Belt, I think that all of a sudden could become a factor as we get into the month of March.
You mentioned fundamentals. Last thing I'd like to take up very quickly are the fundamentals of demand and destruction, because there's a lot of folks that are talking about permanent destruction in the marketplace. So in the livestock sector, can we take them up separately? Hogs, none, right? Nothing,
well,
nothing
I don't,
destroyed?
I think what we've seen in the livestock sector for demand, I think is complete.
Happened in beef cattle.
Yeah, unless we get ourselves into major drought conditions or extremely high prices. I think the livestock sector has peeled back enough.
So I think things are
fairly profitable. So I think that one's in pretty a green light.
That happened, or is happening still in beef cattle. The poultry industry cut down to their weights by a pound on delivered about 18 months ago, and Smithfield cut back way back on their sows. But that was a long time ago now, too.
Right. And then, of course, the Southeast, you remember, they're big wheat feeders, and they have been importing some South American corn, too, to get by. So I don't see any big liquidation coming at us on livestock. The ethanol plants, you know, they're kind of a turn on, turn off. They're more of a factory. If they can't make any money, they turn it off for 30 days or 60 days or whatever it is, and then things begin to get more profitable, then they can turn it back on again. So that's not a permanent destruction, because that can be turned back on again. Poultry people can turn it on and turn it off pretty quick. So where we're really getting stung at is the large corn production that we've seen out of South America last year, especially Brazil.
So it's the competition and not the demand.
Right. And see, there's where the corn exports are going to have problems in South America and the Black Sea, as those two areas continue to raise overall corn production, and that's going to be a major competing force for U.S. corn exports as we go forward and down the road.
Thank you so much.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon.